どうもこんにちは、ようこそジャパニーズ歌へ。
Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. You're here on the Japanese Utah podcast. This is episode number 10. It is a short story about a phrase of Japanese language, which is really useful when you come to Japan. I'm gonna tell you one phrase, explaining in Japanese at first and in English later. Actually, I'm making this channel to help youto learn Japanese language and Japanese culture or some related things. That's why I'm talking in Japanese first. Then, when I talk same things in English after in Japanese, you can confirm if things you're understanding is correct or not. But I have not enough English to speak without mistake. It is limited vocabulary and not familiar with correct grammar and correct not pronunciation as well. I'm so sorry. But I try to do my best.And I hope you also do your best, okay? So, let's get started. どうもこんにちは。今日はあなたが日本に来た時に役立つ日本語のフレーズを紹介します。それはこれです。おすすめは何ですか？おすすめは何ですか？このフレーズはめちゃくちゃ便利で、日本人もみんな普段の生活でよく使ってます。意味は、あなたのおすすめのものは何ですか？です。例えば、レストランにいた時のことを想像してみましょう。あなたはメニューを見ていると、あなたはメニューを見ています。で、そうすると店員さんが注文を取りに来ました。店員さんはあなたにこう聞きます。ご注文はお決まりですか？これは注文は決まっているかの丁寧バージョン、丁寧語ですね。あ、ちなみに店員さんっていうのは、店員っていうのはお店のスタッフ、お店の従業員の人のことを店員と言うんですけども、日本では店員のことを店員さんって呼ぶことが多いです。 OK、 戻りましょう。で、店員さんはあなたにご注文はお決まりですか？と聞きます。でもあなたはまだ何も決めていません。そんな時はこう聞いてみましょう。おすすめは何ですか？おすすめは何ですか？そうすると店員さんは、店員さんのおすすめの料理とか、お酒とかをいろいろ教えてくれます。店員さんはきっとこう答えるでしょう。おすすめですか？例えば、このお魚料理いかがでしょうか？この魚は今、旬の時期でめちゃくちゃ美味しいですよ。きっとこうやって答えてくれるはずです。これは居酒屋でもバーでも使えます。例えばバーでおすすめは何ですか？って聞いたら、バーの店員さんはきっと、それならこのビールはどうでしょうか？これは日本の地ビールで、ここでしか飲めない貴重なものなんですよ。と、笑顔で教えてくれます。丁寧すぎず、かといってカジュアルすぎないので、どこでも使えるフレーズです。おすすめは何ですか？ぜひ覚えてください。それでは、So back in English, did you catch up with what I said? If you didn't do that, you don't need to worry at all. Keep listening and try to get used to itAnyway, this is what I said in Japanese, that today I'm going to talk about Japanese phrase, which is really useful when you visit Japan. That is, おすすめは何ですか？おすすめは何ですか？ I swear it is really useful. Even all local people use it in daily life. That means, what do you recommend? Or what do you have any recommendations?So, let's imagine when you're in a restaurant, for example. As you see the menu and somebody who works in there come to you to ask your order. He or she might say, ご注文は何ですか? Or, ご注文はお決まりですか? Actually, it is the basically polite version of what would you like to order? What would you like to order? If you didn't decide anything,You'd better to say, おすすめは何ですか? おすすめは何ですか？ It's better to ask to somebody who works in there. Then he or she might tell you, recommend, how about this fish? It is the best season for this fish right now. So it is very tasty. Like that.And this phrase also is used in bar or in izakaya. It is Japanese style bar. When you're in the bar and ask osume wa nan desu ka? Some bartender in there will tell you, I highly recommend this kind of beer. You know, this is a real craft beer which is made in only here. Right? It is impossible to have it anywhere aside from here. Yeah.They will tell you with a big Japanese smile. That phrase, it is just right level of politeness. Not too polite, not too casual either. おすすめは何ですか？おすすめは何ですか？ Let's remember that and try to use it if you have a chance. Okay, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue to broadcast about Japanese things in Japanese.Like this episode. If it helped you to learn Japanese language, I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy. If you have some question and if you realize some mistakes of English that I made in this episode, let me know through the comment on comment section. Please hit subscribe and come back here again. Bye bye.